Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that a lot of people fantasize about but don't really understand, what it's actually like to live on Longboat Key year-round. And who better to talk to about this than David Liberatore himself, who knows this area inside and out. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, Longboat Key is a special place, and I think a lot of people see the beautiful beaches and the sunsets and think, yeah, I want to live there forever. But the reality of year-round living is a bit different than what people imagine.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What are some of the things that people don't really think about when they're dreaming about moving to Longboat Key? Like, what's the reality check?
Well, the first thing is the seasonal shift in population and atmosphere. Winter is absolutely gorgeous. You've got perfect weather, tons of activity, the beaches are lively. But then summer hits, and it's hot, it's humid, and a lot of the seasonal residents leave. The island becomes quieter, and you're dealing with that intense Florida heat and afternoon thunderstorms almost every day. Some people love the peace and quiet of summer, others find it isolating.
Oh wow, so it's like two totally different places depending on the season. That's interesting because I think people just imagine it's always that perfect winter weather, right?
Exactly. And then there's the practical stuff. Cost of living is high, property taxes are significant, and hurricane season is a real consideration from June through November. You're always thinking about storm prep, evacuation routes, insurance costs. It's just part of the mental load of living here year-round. Plus, everything from groceries to services tends to be pricier because it's an island community.
Right. So it's not just the weather and lifestyle stuff. There's real financial and safety considerations that come with the territory. What about the day-to-day living experience, like traffic, amenities, that kind of thing?
Good question. Traffic during season can be brutal, especially on the bridge. You've got limited commercial development by design. Longboat Key is pretty residential and protected. So if you want to do serious shopping or dining, you're heading to Sarasota or Siesta Key. That's actually something a lot of people appreciate about living here. It's quiet and exclusive, but it also means you're not living in a bustling community with everything at your fingertips. You're making a choice for peace over convenience.
You know what I think is so cool about that perspective, though? It sounds like living on Longboat Key year-round is really about knowing what you're signing up for. It's not just a vacation fantasy. It's a lifestyle choice with real trade-offs.
Absolutely. And I think that's what separates people who thrive here from people who get frustrated. The ones who are happy year-round are the ones who genuinely love the slower pace, who don't mind the heat and humidity, who appreciate the natural beauty even when it's sweltering. They've accepted that they're trading some convenience for an incredible quality of life. They're not trying to recreate their old life here. They're embracing a different life.
That's a really good way to put it. So, for someone listening who's actually considering this move, what would you say is the most important thing they should do before making that leap?
Spend time here during the off-season. Come in July or August when it's hot and the island is quiet. See how you feel. Talk to year-round residents, not just the seasonal folks. Get a real sense of what daily life looks like when it's not perfect beach weather. That's the real test of whether Longboat Key is right for you.
That's solid advice. Well, this has been really enlightening, David. I think you've given people a really honest picture of what year-round living on Longboat Key is actually like. The good, the challenging, and everything in between. Thanks so much for being here and sharing your insights.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about this place, and I hope this helps people make the right decision for themselves.